My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Today on Take Command, Logan Paulson said one of the most humble things I've ever heard a football analyst say, and it was a good reminder to me, and hopefully a good reminder to all of you, and that's how we're going to start our Vibe Check Tuesday. Of course, you can get in on the action at 301-230-0980. And that thing that Logan Paulson said today was specific to some football stuff, in that he was talking about the drops that Jaden Daniels has in this offense and how they time up with the routes, which gets really nerdy really quickly, but every offense has a timing. Hey, when the back foot hits, you know, this guy should be here, should be X in the route progression. You know, his quarterback's eyes should be here. And it's all a little bit different scheme to scheme, where a coach or an OC, in this case, head coach, whoever it is that's designing and installing and implementing the offense, wants their guys to be, the receivers as well. And when it comes to Kyle Shanahan's tree of coaches in the West Coast system, Logan knows that like the back of his hand. He knows exactly where he wants his quarterback's eyes to be. He knows where the receivers should be. He understands when the ball is supposed to come out in literal exact timing. And I watch tape like some of you do, and certainly a lot of folks do on the internet, and I am getting inundated with it right now. My Twitter feed is a mess of people who have access to and are watching tape and don't have a damn clue what to do with any of it. And Logan was like, I'm pretty sure that like when I used to run this concept in this system, like this is what I would have, or I know the quarterback should be looking at, and as a receiver, I would have needed to be here, and the read operated like this. But I'm not 100% sure that that's this way in Cliff's system. And the money quote, the thing that I just literally stopped me in the middle of the podcast and I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience, was when Logan said, my analysis is going to get better as the year goes and I learn this system. And while there's certainly a lot more to a Vibe Check Tuesday than, hey, we all need to reserve every bit of judgment about everything because we're just getting to know this coaching staff. Like, no, let it rip on the phones. Like, let's go. Let's have a Vibe Check Tuesday. We did this last year. We know how this goes. And it really is like an emotional check-in on how we feel about the team. Are we willing to, after a day of like yelling about whatever the hot thing that we felt mad about or happy about on Sunday, like, do we still feel that way with a couple days to sleep on it? Have we felt an inch of optimism return as we look ahead and see the New York Giants next on the schedule? Whatever it is that you feel, again, this is the day where I certainly am not going to tell you how to feel. I hope to never really tell you how to feel. I just sometimes will question why you feel a certain thing and poke and prod and, you know, explore the space a little bit, because that's much more interesting than being like, let's go to John. John, rah, 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 rah. Thanks, John. Let's go to Barry. Barry, rah, rah, rah. Like, no, we're going to have a discussion and do the thing that we do. But I would say for me, like, my vibe check on this Tuesday is to check myself. To go, okay, there's things that I saw on tape that I like. There's things that I didn't like. But I am checking myself today. My vibe check Tuesday check, if you will, is to look myself in the mirror and demand the same humility that my podcast partner has, who has every right to be far more not humble than me because he actually played 10 years in the league. And while I've been covering the league for almost 10 years at this point, I've had a lot of great conversations and done a lot of shows with a lot of smart people and have had the great fortune of working with Logan now for 3 years and have a, I would say at least a, I know enough to be dangerous when it comes to watching the tape. And there's a reason I spend the time to do it. I do think that, you know, the more you learn, the more you need, you understand, like, we don't know everything, and it's really important to say this is very likely what happened, but we don't know for sure unless you've done the reporting to make sure. And that is something that I want to try to hold myself to, especially early in the season as we get to learn this system, especially on the offensive side where maybe some of the things that are read out in a certain way in the past are a little bit different now. And the good thing is, though, with all that said, with all those, you know, if you want to call them caveats, reservations, whatever, I do think a lot of the things that I felt yesterday are still true. There's just some of the details, some of the specific plays where I'm like, ah, no, okay, I see it your way, or I see it a different way. I see that, if not straight up, I'm like, oh, no, I see what you're saying. That changes my mind, and I'm willing to have that open-mindedness. Or at the very least, like, hey, this is the possibilities that exist, and maybe I should give more weight to possibility B, or what I initially thought possibility B was, than possibility A. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. It's a vibe check Tuesday. How are you feeling after the Commanders' week one loss to the Buccaneers? We'll get to the phones in just a minute. Anthony, though, what is your vibe as I check in with you here on Vibe Check Tuesday?
I'm more so, I would say I'm not as, I think watching the game on Sunday, I was very upset, very overreactive. But having a chance to, you know, allow a day or two, you know, go by. I'm more so, I think we got things to work on, but I'm not that upset. I feel like a lot of the things that happened, we sort of kind of like knew where we struggle, and it sort of kind of got exploited on Sunday. So I can't be too upset, but there were a couple of things that I did, you know, like that we were able to do. I think coming into the season, a lot of people worried about whether or not Jaden Daniels will be able to, you know, avoid sacks. I think he did a good job on Sunday of getting out of those pressure situations and not allowing himself to be sacked. I think last season that was a more frustrating thing with Sam. He just always ended up getting sacked. He couldn't, you know, escape and things of that nature. So that was one thing. I think the run defense.
Real quick on that point, I would say not only is it the ability to escape, it's not inviting pressure. Like, he got the ball out quick. He was able to consistently make a decision to say, okay, I got to get the ball out now, or I got to run, or I got to fade in the pocket. And actually, sometimes he probably moved a little too quickly off of stuff where you got to be a little more willing to take a hit, even if it's not a sack. But like the first scramble, you know, yesterday when I talked about it, I was like, you know, that first scramble I'm fine with. And Andrew Wiley gets beat fairly quickly, but he really could probably fade a step in the pocket. And he's got Terry McLaurin wide open on a crosser. And there's actually a couple guys open on that play. And you watch veteran and you say, like, well, hey, man, like, he got immediate pressure. Like, Wiley, like, yes, Wiley needs to be better on that play. Yaya Diaby, you know, had a hell of a first half and really a hell of a game. Like, that kid can play. He's got some juice. But by the same token, you watch, like, a Matthew Stafford operate. And it's boom, oh, crap, my guy lost. 1-2 step back off platform, hit the crosser. He's wide open. You got time. And like, what the other big point that Logan made, and you'll hear this more in depth in an hour when we play the Tape Command Tape Tuesday, Jaden Daniels breakdown, which is going to be something we do weekly on Tuesdays at 5:30, is understanding like what NFL open is. That it is not as open as it was in college, and it doesn't happen for long. And like, you have to understand, based off body position and some of these things that a DB does, what DBs are dangerous and what DBs are not going to be a factor if you just put the ball where it needs to be. And like, that first third down, the third and 21, is a really good example of that, where he could have gotten a ball out. He ran instead. And there's a couple of other plays in the game that are like that, where, you know, that's the truth is, rewind yesterday, tell the truth Monday. The truth is, Jaden should have made more throws and scrambled less. The opportunities were there. The second part of that truth, though, is scrambling's a lot better than taking a sack. And we see the benefit of him scrambling compared to what we saw with the offense, as you mentioned, last year.
Yeah, so I think that's one thing. And me even mentioning, you know, that about Jaden, I think, before, you know, coming into the season, I personally just felt we weren't, you know, going to make the playoffs, you know, and that this season is more so just going to be focused on the progression of Jaden Daniels. Now, if Emmanuel Forbes hit, that's a plus. If Brandon Coleman hits, that's a plus. But the overarching theme is more so Jaden Daniels' growth and development. And I think I saw what I needed to, like, necessarily see. You know, he's going to learn from this game. But as long as he continues to improve, I think that's really all that matters. And then another thing that I really liked from the game that I was happy about was the run defense. I don't think that got enough credit, because I think they did have two big running plays. I think Bucky ran for like 23. And then
Bucky Irving averaged like 7 a carry.
Yeah, but
limited carries. But like, he did, he had a good day. But yeah, they did a pretty decent job on Rashad White. I think the problem with the running defense, I'll let you finish here. But like, basically is when they needed a stop late, they couldn't get one.
That was the problem. Yep.
So the problem, the bad tasting route. One thing, like, here's a great example of why you don't overreact to week one, mm-hmm. that Logan brought up. And like, this is why Logan's the best, is Logan said, based off of what he had seen from Liam Cohen in the past, he would have prepared for like duo, inside zone, outside zone, and I think he's a power or counter. Those four runs would have been the ones that he would have made sure his D-line in front seven was super prepped for. And they came out, they ran a bunch of wham and a bunch of trap, which are designed to take advantage of aggressive fronts, which the Commanders are. And if you are expecting duo, let's say, which is like a man-to-man blocking scheme, straightforward run play, think halfback dive on Madden. If you're expecting duo and you're the three technique, you're John Allen, and you get quick penetration, you're like, yeah, I'm about to make a tackle for loss. And then you have either a trap or a wham, which means the guard from the other side, as you about to go take that step to go make your tackle for loss, you're getting smashed in the face by a pulling guard. And that's what they did on some of those big runs. And so that's why coaching, like, we talk about NFL football and the game planning, all that kind of stuff. Like, good luck in week one with any of that stuff. It's a giant guessing game. Now, if whoever Tampa plays in week two is probably going to prep a little bit of trap and a little bit of wham and be like, hey, be on the lookout for this. This is how we're going to play this. This is how we're going to pass this stuff off. You know, hey, Bobby Wagner or whoever their Tampa's week two opponent's middle linebacker is, if you gotta be alert. And if you see that our guy get whammed, you got to cover for him. Or however it is that the defense is going to play that. And so those are the kinds of things where you're like, man, sometimes you just get got because the other coach does something that is smart and that you wouldn't expect from them because it's not kind of in the identity that you imagine for them. And when it's week one, you don't even know what that identity is. So it's a giant guessing game. So that's a good like humility reminder of week one and why we don't read too much into it and why we should definitely wait to draw any grand conclusions on this team moving forward. 301-230-0980. Got a couple callers on the line, but plenty of phone lines open. We check in with you on our Vibe Check Tuesday next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.